I tell you what, he sung it at Tanya's daddy's funeral, April of 2006. Here's 15 years down the road, and that song, it's more and more, I look for it any day, Lord, come on, call us back, don't you?
Amen.
Matthew chapter 19 this morning, if you got your Bible, turn to it this morning, Matthew chapter 19. Matthew chapter 19. I believe this is what God would have us to preach this morning. Help somebody out here. Matthew chapter 19. Familiar passage, really. Familiar story. Sometimes I get things on my mind, messages on my mind, Chris, and places in the Bible. I kind of want to veer away from it. Because I think, well, we know what this is about. We don't even scratch the surface.
No.
I preached on how many messages out of John 3:16. I ain't even scratch the surface about God's love. It just dawned on me a month ago, and I ain't quit talking about it since, that only God can love human beings.
Amen.
Only God can love a person. I've said it every time I've been here since then. It just dawned on me that only God can love a person. I love people. That's like me, it's nice to me, and you do too, but people that do wicked, wicked things to other people, and just, I don't really love them people.
I don't either.
I don't.
That's right.
We supposed to love everybody. Well, I pray for me, because some people, I just don't love them.
Pray for me too.
I mean, you go mean to me, do something mean to somebody, hurt people, just mindless stuff. I don't love them people, but, you know, God loves them people.
That's right, brother.
Same Randall as He loves me. Amen, that's something, ain't it?
Yep.
Matthew chapter 19, verse 16. And behold, one came and said unto him, Good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? He said unto him, Why callest thou me good? What are you calling me good for? There is none good but one, that is God. That thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments. Just what Jesus said. He saith unto him, which? Jesus said, thou shalt do no murder. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Shall not bear false witness. That means don't be out here lying. Honor thy father and thy mother, and thou shalt love thy neighbors thyself. Young man saith unto him, in Eastern Kentucky way, I've done that.
Oh, yeah.
That's what he said in Eastern Kentucky language. He said, I've done that. All these things have I kept from my youth up. What lack I yet? I still something in the man that said, I've done all that. I'm a pretty good old fellow, Jesus, but there's something in me that still ain't right. There's something right, ain't right about me. Jesus said to him, if thou wilt be perfect. Now, in other words, if you won't make it right now, if you won't get it complete, he said, go and sell that thou hast and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. But when the young man heard that say, he went away sorrowful. I've shook the hand of many people that's went away from this church and other churches and funerals and everything else, sorrowful, under conviction, sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Then said Jesus unto the disciples, verily I say unto you, that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. And again I say unto you, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. This young man, and he's mentioned in Mark, and he's mentioned in Luke, he comes along and he asks a good question. I mean, you go, I ask a question this morning, if I ask everybody in this building this morning, buddy, don't you want to go to heaven? Don't you want to have eternal life? Everybody in this building this morning will say, well, sure. I mean, nobody in your right mind, nobody with one eye and a half sense would say, I want to go to hell. Nobody wants to go to hell.
No.
Nobody wants to go to hell. It ain't no partying in hell. The devil ain't down there with a pitchfork in hell. Listen, hell is a place, an awful place of torment.
Right.
Outer darkness and sorrow and torment away from God forever and ever and ever, and you never burn up. There's never no end to hell. So if I was to ask a question this morning, to people that are listening and are people that are in this church this morning. Don't you want to go to heaven? Why, everybody in here would say, yes, I want to go to heaven.
Amen.
I want eternal life. This man comes to Jesus, and he had heard of Jesus right before this story right here. Brother Randall, Jesus had just took these little boys and girls and put them up in his lap, and he prayed for them, and he kissed them, and he was loving on them. That's what Jesus done. He said,
Amen.
Suffer the little children to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of God. He wanted the little children around him. I like to see the little children, the young people,
Amen.
In the house of God. That's where they need to be. Not over in a room watching videos or eating Cheetos. They need to be right here in the house of God.
Amen.
Hearing God's man pray and hearing God's people listen, sing, and hearing the preaching of the Word of God. That's what they need to be around. That's what this little boy needs. And the little girls, that's what they need in their life. So this man somewhere or another gets moved. And he comes up to Jesus and he says, what must I do to inherit eternal life? He had a good start about him. Listen, when I played baseball and even in basketball, football, and sports, listen, you can have a great start. You can have a great wind up. You can have all these things, but if you don't follow up on it, if you follow through ain't right, Ken, on your free throw shot, or if you follow through ain't right, when you throw on a baseball, everything else can look good, but if the follow through ain't right, it's going to be messed up. It ain't going to work.
Amen.
And this man, Brother Tyler, is like a lot of people in Eastern Kentucky. This man is like a lot of people that maybe even attend this church. They got a real good start, but they don't have no follow up. They don't have any follow up in their life. They don't have any daily devotion. They don't have any follow up with anything. This man starts right. Brother Mark says that he came running to Jesus. He come running to Jesus, and the Bible said he knelt down to Jesus. That's a pretty good start. I've seen people run down the aisle. I've seen people kneel, and I ain't seen them sit in. I've seen people come and I baptize them. I ain't seen them sit in. I've seen people come and join the church, make it a little while. I ain't seen them sit in, and they don't go anywhere else. They had a good start, but they didn't have no follow-up. So what's the problem here? This man, I read, brother, has some issues in his life. This man got some things wrong when talking to Jesus. And the Bible puts him here in the book of Matthew. And the Bible puts him in the book of Mark. And he puts him in the book of Luke. Because he wants to draw our attention. Hey, listen, right to this man. Because he got some things wrong. And I'm afraid today, listen, in 2021, right here in this world that we're living in this good old community right we're living in, good old Eastern Kentucky, it's so full of hell. Listen, we need a revival to sweep through here. Listen, and get these churches right and get people saved for the glory of God, and put the main thing back on what it needs to be, which is the main thing. You say, preacher, what did this man get wrong? What did he get wrong when he's talking to Jesus? Right off the bat, he goes to Jesus, Chris, and he said, good master, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Brother, he got wrong about salvation. His whole mindset, Tyler, was wrong about salvation. You say, what do you mean, preacher? He said, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Brother, there's nothing that you can do to earn the grace of God. I ran into a preacher not too long ago. He said, I preach it. You got to do something. I said, I don't. I don't preach. You got to do a thing at all. He said, well, you know what I mean. You got to repent. I said, well, how do I repent? He said, well, you got to turn around. Well, brother, you go to a rehab and turn over a new leaf. You go to somewhere else and turn over a new leaf. I said, how do I repent? Well, you got to repent. I said, well, how did I repent? Brother, the goodness of God, the Bible said, leadeth me to a place of repentance. He said, well, you need to be baptized. I said, brother, I baptized many that went down a wet center. I went out a dry center, went a wet center. But that don't do it. There is nothing that you and I can do. You can let your hair grow down plumb to the floor. And if that's your conscience and that's your conviction, let it grow, honey. But that ain't going to save you. You can wear a dress all the way down, you trip over it when you walk. If your conscience says do that and your convictions say do that, honey, wear it out. But that in itself don't save save nobody. That is a wrong view of salvation. Brother Jason Burton, listen along. A few years ago, we got a picture of it. A back garner for you. A few years ago, we went on a little trip up this holler right here. And we handed out a little old gospel tracts. And we sang Christmas carols. Y'all remember that? Some of y'all that went. I found out something, Chris Johnson. I found out something I never knew before. I've lived in this community all my life. Just right around the corner. And I found out something, Jamie, I never knew. You know what I found out? I found out everybody in this holler saved. Everybody in this holler is going to heaven. Hey, nobody needs God. They all done that. Papa preached up here. Mama shouted up here. I'm a pretty good old boy. I'm a pretty good old girl. Honey, I'm telling you, that's a wrong view of salvation. And this old boy comes and he says, what must I do to inherit eternal life? There is nothing that you and I can do. It's God, brother, that done the work. It's not us that done it. It's God that done it. On Golgotha's hill, on Calvary, brother Dakota, when he hung on that cross, the Bible said in Isaiah chapter 53, he was bruised for my iniquities. He was chastised for my peace. By his stripes we are healed. And that ain't talking about your nose. Honey, that's talking about your sin problem that you got. He bore our sin on the cross. And this young man comes. And the Bible said in Mark that he's got three things about him, Chris. He's young and he's rich and he's a ruler. But that's what people want, and they want to try to stay young. They want to get all the money they can. And they want to be an authority. But they want to have a beer, want to be a rich, a young ruler. I'm telling you, buddy, he got it all wrong, brother. He had a wrong view of salvation. And I'm afraid in 2021, even though this was 2,000 years ago, I believe it's still going on right now. But the whole masses of buildings are full. That people, listen, they're trusting in their water baptism. They're trusting in their name on the book. They're trusting because they got a goose pimple when they sang about Mama. They're trusting in what a preacher said. They're trusting in repeating a prayer. Brother, let me tell you something. You get born into of the family of God. There's nothing you and I did to merit it. It all come from Him.
Amen.
You say, well, I've been pretty good and I've watched myself. Let me tell you, that little old couple, Tanya, that's in Cincinnati, take care of that baby. Brother Tyler's holding his baby back there. That little couple down there in Cincinnati holding that baby. Brother, you might be at home. I've got your baby and there ain't got no cancer. And you say, I'm doing pretty good. But that little couple down there, I'll tell you what, there's a whole lot better people than you and I that got babies and cancer. There's a whole lot better people. Somebody said, well, I've been careful. I ain't got this coronavirus. But there's been a whole lot of people that have been careful.
Amen.
There's been a whole lot of people that have attended church that love God a whole lot better than you. They got the coronavirus. You say, what happened there? But I'm telling you what, because we serve a good God and He's merciful.
Amen.
And He's loving. There's nothing you and I do, brother, to earn salvation. There's nothing you and I can do to earn favor and grace with God. For by grace are you saved through faith and not yourself. It is a gift, Ethan, of God, not of work, lest any man should boast. Ain't gonna be no boasting in heaven.
No.
Amen.
Amen.
And you know who appreciates messages on grace the most? Listen to me. You know who appreciates messages on grace the most? Those that have experienced great guilt because of their sin. Those that really know what God done when He saved them. And some people say, well, I ain't really done much. I'm not never committed no adultery. I ain't never done no murder. I ain't never done no lying. But let me tell you something right now. You better thank God for the grace of God that you ain't done none of that stuff. Because you're capable of it. And I am too. It's in every one of us, brother. You better thank God and shout the victory that He kept you from doing all that stuff. Because He's a good God. Think about just how bad you could have been. Somebody said, I've been awful bad. Well, listen, you could have been a whole lot worse, brother.
Right.
But God restrained you from doing some of this old mess that you would have got into. In Genesis chapter 6, Tyler, listen to this. The Bible said God destroyed the world because of the imagination of their heart. It ain't what they done, Sammy. It's what they was thinking about doing. Aren't you glad, listen, God had mercy and didn't let you do some of the things that you was thinking about doing?
Amen.
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 Take what you've thought in the last 36 hours. Would you want that on a billboard?
No, I don't.
Amen. No, you don't.
No.
You better thank God for His mercy and His grace.
That's right.
He got wrong about salvation, Ronnie. He was totally wrong about salvation. He thought it's what I do. It's what I, when I go to church. That's good. If you're saved, you ought to go to church. You should be in a church somewhere if you're saved. Amen.
Amen.
Brother, but that don't save you. No. And you need to be baptized if God saves you. It represents the death, the burial, the resurrection of Christ. You need to, but that don't save you. You need to be somewhere working. You need to pray. But you can pray all day. But that ain't going to save you. God saves you. You can't pray away your sin. That's a bad doctrine in these hills right here. I kick another rock out, roll. Papa said, do this. Brother, we better give back what the Bible says and not what Papa said. Brother, salvation, as Jonah said, is of the Lord.
Amen.
Are you listening this morning? He was wrong, Tyler, about salvation. You know what? You know what else he's wrong about? And it's still wrong today. He's wrong about the Savior.
Yeah.
You say, well, what do you mean, preacher? He said, good master. Well, Judas said, good master. Judas never did call Jesus Lord. You know that, don't you?
I didn't teach him.
Judas always called him good master.
Yeah.
And you know what good master means? It means, yeah, if you're not the Savior, I admire you.
Yeah.
That's what it means. Yeah. I admire you. Let me tell you something. If presidents or governors walk in, we stand up, we admire that office. We ain't worshiping the man, we're admiring that office that he holds. You go to court, the judge walks in, you stand up, that's out of respect and honor and reverence. It ain't cause you like the man or nothing else. It's just you're honoring, you're admiring the office that he holds.
Amen.
That's admiring an office. That's admiring a man.
Yeah.
Brother Randall, we don't admire Jesus. We worship Jesus. Hey, listen, we fall before Jesus. Listen, he walked in this building this morning. I ain't going to stand up. You know what we're going to do when we see Jesus? We're going to hit our knees and get prostrate before Jesus. And our head, listen, we'll get lay down low as we can. And we'll say, holy, holy, holy is him. Why? Because we worship Jesus. He said, Jesus, you're a good master. I admire you. Listen, Jesus said, why callest thou me good? And listen to this. Here's what Jesus is telling him. He said, are you calling me good because I'm God and man? That's what he said. The boy never answered that. He just admires Jesus. And you know what we got in the church? You know what we got in 2021? We got a bunch of people. They just admire Jesus. Brother, they don't worship Jesus. They just admire Jesus. They're wrong about salvation and they're wrong about the Savior. And they just admiring. But when you worship God, brother, listen, you worship Him from your heart.
Yeah.
You bow before Him and He's your Lord in your life.
Amen.
You know where that word worship comes from? It comes from a word that means worth-ship. It means He's worthy of our worship. He's worthy of, we fall before Him. And I looked up that word worship and you know where it comes from? This is interesting right here. It's a real estate term. Worth-ship is a real estate term. I got to study a little bit more on that real estate term. Worth-ship. Real estate term. You know, there's basically, right now, these three kinds of different kind of appraisals that you can do. You can do it a laptop appraisal. That's where you get the address. And you get on your phone, you get on your computer, and you Google it, whatever, and you find a picture of it online or Google, whatever, how it does. And you just do a basic laptop appraisal of the property. That's a laptop appraisal. You view it. You make an appraisal based upon what you see in the around there. Then they got something called a drive-by appraisal.
Mm-hmm.
You just drive up to the residence. You kind of check out the restaurants in the area. You kind of check out the different houses in the area. You kind of look around. Okay, you make an appraisal. But then there's a site inspection. That's where you go to the residence. You get out of the car. You go inside the house. You go in every room of the house. You look in the closets, you inspect it, and you give a real, you know what a lot of Christians are, they just admire the Lord, they just give them a laptop appraisal.
Amen.
They just drive by and give them a drive-by appraisal.
That's the truth, bro.
When you really worship God, brother, you get in there and you inspect Him. You get in there, you really know. Hey, the Queen of Sheba said that. She said, I done laptop. I done laptop appraisals. Hey, listen, I done drive-by appraisals. But when she went down and checked out where old Solomon lived, she went back and said, hey, I can't even do it justice. Where Solomon's at. She said, the half has not been told. And the Bible said that Jesus said, greater than Solomon is here. And brother, we worship God. The half has not been told of what God God has done it all right.
Amen.
Are you listening?
Amen.
The half ain't been told. He got wrong about the Savior. Randall, he's wrong about salvation. Do you know people's wrong about salvation? They in this church wrong about salvation. Amen.
Amen.
They come here, Brother Tyler, they listen to us preach. They don't hear a word we say. Don't hear a word we say.
That's the truth.
It's like Charlie Brown's teacher a lot of times. Don't take it in. You watch. You watch, but you don't listen. You watch. You know what he's wrong about? He's wrong about Jesus. Ain't a lot of people wrong. You know, some people in Eastern Kentucky, they got this impression that Jesus is like old Papa.
Oh, yeah. Buddy.
He's sitting there. He knows I mess up. Everybody sins. Everybody messes up. Nobody's perfect. Listen, that ain't God. Matter of fact, the psalmist said, you messed up when you thought I was like you, because I'm not like you. God ain't like us. He ain't like us.
No.
Which is more like God, an earthworm or an angel? They ain't neither one like God.
Ain't
neither one. They both way off base.
Because
right. They ain't nothing like God. And God ain't like old Papa or some old forgiving daddy.
No.
God's up there. Listen to me. He knows what we do, what we don't do. He shows us things about ourselves. And we got so many people that are wrong about the Savior. And they're so wrong about salvation and what they got to do and what they got to do. Listen to me. There's nothing I can do, but you know what else he's wrong about? Hey, listen, he's wrong about his sin. He's wrong about his sin. Jesus said, okay. You've kept the commandments. He said, I've done that since I was a little kid.
Yeah.
Jesus said, all right, now don't do no murder. Don't kill nobody. Don't be out here running around and doing no adultery. Don't be out here telling no lies. Honor your mom and dad. Don't be marrying no false witness. Honor your mom and dad. He looks at Jesus and says, I done that. He broke every one of them.
He ain't lying.
Jesus said, if you look upon a woman and lust after her heart, you commit adultery. Jesus said, if you're angry with your brother, listen, you've committed murder.
Committed murder.
And listen to me, you lie in your own heart. But you know what people are? Brother, their hearts are so deceitful. Jeremiah said, oh, well, God knows my heart. That ought to scare you plumb to death. I heard a preacher tell me at one time in a funeral. Sammy said, well, God knows my heart. I said, he knows mine too, and that scares me to death. He said, huh? I said, it scares me to death that God knows my heart.
Yeah.
Because you don't know your own heart.
No.
Well, Disneyland says follow your own heart. But you better not follow your heart. You better follow the Word of God, amen. Because our hearts, the Bible said, is deceitfully wicked above all things. Who can know it? Our hearts can justify things. Our hearts can rationalize things. Our hearts can make all kinds of things. But this man was totally wrong about his sin. And you don't experience the grace of God. You don't experience salvation until you get things right about your sin.
Amen.
You got to be convicted of your sin.
Yes.
Well, that don't convict me, preacher. Does that make you not guilty?
No.
They've been murderers out here, been done all kinds of murders, and there was convicted of it. Does that make they didn't do it?
No.
Listen to me. God, can you? I just told you, your heart's deceitfully wicked. You can do something, and you can rationalize it. You can minimize it. You can make an excuse for it, but it's still wrong. Amen?
Amen.
He was wrong about his sin. Listen to me, there was no conviction in this man of sin whatsoever. And Jesus said in John 6:44, no man can come to me except the Father which sent me draw him. Brother, he convicts you of your sin. He hangs you out and says, hey, you're wrong. And brother, you don't get right with God until he convicts you of your sin and how wicked that you are. And the closer that you get to God, the more wicked that you see you are. And you see yourself in the light of God, and it draws you to God. And brother, he was wrong about his sin.
Amen.
These people, you know, these people got the Zacchaeus complex. You say, what about Zacchaeus? He come up short. You know what? So you know what Zacchaeus done? Because he come up short. You know what he done, Chris Johnson? Well, you know what he done. He climbed up in a tree.
Right.
And when he was up in that tree, Tyler, guess what he done? He looked down at everybody else.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm up here in his tree. I'm looking down at y'all. That's where a lot of people are right there. Got the Zacchaeus complex. They come up short. So they get ahead of the crowd. And they run up in the tree. And they say, I'm glad I ain't like that boy. I'm glad I ain't like that fellow down there. And look down on people.
Yeah.
And look down. So I ain't like that. I'm a pretty good girl. I'm pretty good. You're not good. Listen to me.
No.
You're not. And your kids ain't good either. And mine ain't either.
No.
And I wasn't a good kid either. And listen, your kid minds all the time. No, they don't. They lie to you. They manipulate you. And I lie and manipulate my mommy and daddy. And you lie and manipulate yours. And they did theirs. Because it's in our sin. It's what we are. We got a sin nature about us. And brother, we got to get that right with God. That's what we are. And God convicts us of our sin.
Amen.
Then when God convicts us, guess what we do? We won't get right with God. We got to confess that thing.
Right.
Now, you don't need to confess it to me. I can't help you. I'm a man. Listen to me. I'm a man just like you're a man. You got to confess that. That means you get in agreement with God.
Oh, that's right.
This man is far from salvation. He's wrong about his sin. He's wrong about Jesus. He's wrong about the Savior. He's wrong about salvation. Listen to me. There ain't no conviction of sin there, Tyler. There ain't no confession of faith. There ain't no confession of his sin and what he is. Brother, he needs to get in agreement with God that I'm not right with you, God. And I agree with you. I'm not right. Help me, God. Help me to get it right.
Amen.
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 And when he does, guess what will happen to him? Guess what happens when you get saved? I mean truly saved. Ricky, you get changed, don't you? You get converted, the Bible says. And guess what converted people do? Converted people don't do what they used to do.
That's right, brother.
It's an amazing thing. I told Brother Randall this week. It's an amazing thing, the power of a testimony. The power of a changed life out there. And brother, a saved person, they change. If they was living together with somebody, guess what they do? They make it right and get married. Oh, listen, I know I'm getting turned off right now. If they was doing drugs, guess what happens? Well, they quit doing drugs. I didn't say they don't battle sometimes. I don't say they don't struggle sometimes. But I'm saying they quit doing that. If they had a mouth like a sewer outlet, guess what happens to them? They quit cussing and going on so much. Why? Because they get saved, Dakota. They get converted. They get changed. You say, well, Daddy said he got that way. Mommy said they got that way. But nothing changed in them. I'm telling you on the authority of God's Word. Yeah, listen, if there's not been a change, there's not been a conviction. There's not been confession. There's not been nothing in your life. All you did was say a few prayers. All you did was say something and get wet with water. But you didn't experience a Christ in your life.
Amen. Amen.
And there's preachers in pulpits that have never been saved.
That's true, bro.
And there's people that sing in church that have never been saved.
Yep.
There's people that make a good spectacle in the flesh, but they've never been saved. There's people that went years, listen, that are, as far as we're concerned, they're decent, morally decent people, but they've never been saved. Never been saved. That old heart has never been changed. There's never been a conversion experience there. And you can fool the preacher all you want. And you can fool the church people all you want. But one thing about it is, you're not going to fool Jesus Christ. If you're really converted, and every great revival in this country, every great revival that has ever occurred, has occurred when men and women truly got converted, and truly got born again, and truly started living the Christian life. Telltale sign you ain't converted. You leave out of here today, and on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, you ain't praying. You've got no desire for God. You've got no desire for a fellowship with God. You've got no desire for the Word of God. You've got you do the same old junk you always done. You do the same old dope you always done. It's the same old mouth you always had. The same old stuff. You ain't been converted.
Right. Amen.
Amen, preacher.
Amen.
I know I'm alone this morning. But amen, that's true, ain't it? You say, well, they be this backslid. No, they never front slid.
That's right.
Amen.
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 You got it. Listen to me. The backslide, you got a front slide.
Yeah.
And I believe that man can backslide and lose his fellowship with God and get out of whack with God. But a lot of people ain't backslid, Christian. I ain't ever front slid.
That's right.
Amen. They never slid in right.
Yep.
And brother, they know you. How do I know? You know.
You know.
God will let you know. Yeah. Amen. His Spirit dwells. His Spirit deals with you and says, now you ain't right, big boy.
Yes.
You ain't right, girl. Well, I've been a pretty good girl. You ain't no good to me. Ain't none good. Jesus said, ain't none good but one. That's God. Amen. Are you calling me God? He had it wrong about his sin. And so many today have it wrong about their sin. Are you listening? They have it wrong about their sin. They have it wrong about their sin. Listen, these old people lived up here and we did that Christmas carol, singing them songs and handing out them. These old people up here, listen to me. They ain't no conviction of their sin. Then the older you get, the harder it gets too. You know that? The older you get in life, the harder your heart gets. Because you've made so many excuses. You rationalize and minimize stuff so much. You get, the Bible says you get your conscience seared with a hot iron.
Amen.
You don't even feel it no more. You don't even have the drawing power no more. You know what's missing off the churches, Tyler Bentley? The drawing power of God.
Right, brother.
That's what's missing. The drawing power of God. Drawing people, showing them what they are. Hey, brother, listen to me. This ain't just a social club. This ain't just a place I go hang out with my buddies on Sunday.
Right,
or hang out with my buddies. Listen to me. This is a place where you get God's word. And God chooses. You say, preacher, who you preach? I preach to me. Listen, I'm just like you. I know. Hey, listen to me. I struggle. I battle with things. But I'm telling you right now. But listen to me. I'm an earthen vessel that God's put this treasure in to put out to you, to help you in your walk with God. And help me with my walk with God. And you got to get right with God. You got to get right about your sin.
Amen.
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 Well, God won't forgive me. Yeah, God will too. He draws you, He'll forgive you.
Yes.
Amen. This man was wrong about salvation.
Yeah.
We got people sitting here. They may be faithful. They're wrong about salvation. They think because they done something.
Yep.
We got people that's wrong about the Savior. Listen, if you don't believe Jesus Christ 100% God, 100% man, you hell bound.
Yeah.
If you don't believe Jesus Christ, the virgin born, died on the cross for your sin, rose again the third day for your justification, sits on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for you, all powerful, you're going to hell.
Amen.
It's more than just admiring Jesus. I've admired good ball players growing up. I've admired good teachers growing up. Listen to me. I don't worship them. I worship Jesus. And it takes more, Ethan, than just admiring somebody. It's worshiping and saying, Lord, you are who you say you are. You're King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I bow down and worship you. And Lord, when I mess up and I'm going to, I don't want to, God. But help me make it right, God. I want to be sensitive to my sin. I don't want to be a hypocrite out here. I don't want to be a stumbling block. And He'll help you with that. Amen.
Amen.
He's wrong about his sin.
Amen.
He's wrong about the Savior, Brother Randall. He's wrong about salvation. But you know what Jesus said? He said, okay, big boy. He said, go sell all you have.
Amen, preacher.
And give it to the poor. I don't want you to go home because you knew he had great possession. He knew he was rich. Jesus said, okay, buddy. Go sell what you got and give it to the poor. And the Bible said that he sat right with him. Went away sorrowful. Now, watch this. It's amazing how God deals individually, specifically, with people one-on-one.
Amen.
You say, well, I ain't got nothing to give nobody. But you know, when Jesus dealt with the woman in Samaria on the well, he didn't tell her to go sell her possessions. She didn't have nothing. He dealt with her sexual sin, didn't he?
Yep.
He's no girl look here. You've been married 5 times.
Yeah.
And you kind of shacking up right now. You're looking for something and you ain't getting it. Boy, it got her attention, didn't it? When he dealt with Nicodemus in John chapter 3, he didn't deal with his possessions. He didn't deal with his stuff. He didn't deal with his own sexual sin. You know what he dealt with him? He thought he's smarter than everybody.
That's right.
I know that. I've memorized that in the Bible. I got that down. I repeated that prayer. I done that. You ain't been born again. Nicodemus, you mean you smart man? As smart man as you are, you don't know. Listen, what the serpent, the Moses raised up the serpent in the wilderness. You don't know what that represents. You don't know. Listen to me. Look and live. And Moses called them. Brother, he dealt with Moses specifically. Isn't it funny how God comes to us one by one and deals with us specifically with our sin and deals with us on an individual basis and draws us unto himself. So he told this man, listen, you're not going to get in because you like to hold on to your stuff. You know how they trap monkeys? Boys, you know how they trap monkeys for these zoos and stuff? You think, how they do it? They put a box out there and put a banana or some kind of fruit in that box.
Yeah, they
won't. And that monkey, they fix the hole in it to where the monkey can get his hand down this way, can. But when he gets a hold of the whatever's in the box, Tyler, he tries to pull it out. All the monkey's got to do is drop the apple. All he's got to do is drop the banana. He can pull his arm out. He can go free. But he likes it. He holds on to it. He holds on to it.
Amen.
And so he sits there, and they, you know what? They don't have to do an elaborate trap. They just walk up there, and he's screaming and hollering, holding on that banana. They walk over and knock him in the head and put him in a box, and they got him. You know what the devil's done to some people? They're going to go to hell because they hold on to their stuff.
That's so true.
You say, I ain't got no stuff to hold. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Everybody in here's got stuff.
Yeah, I do.
Everybody listening's got stuff.
Amen.
Listen, man. Some of them hold on to their family.
Yeah.
I can't let go of that now. I can't get low on that. You know, these people get saved, but they're so scared what my mom's going to say. That's right.
That's right.
We all know people like that, ain't we?
Yeah.
God's drawn them. God's convicted them. But, man, I can't. You know, what's mama on them going to say? We ain't no regular Baptist. We ain't the Church of Christ. We ain't the Free Will Baptist. We ain't the Sword of Joshua on the frontage road. My God, what are we going to do? God's drawn them to be saved. They need to let go of that and just come to Jesus Christ and get saved for the glory of God. Don't let go of his stuff. And the Bible said he went away keen sorrowful. Jesus didn't run after him either, did he? Jesus ain't going to run after you.
No.
He ain't going to run after me. He's going to deal with us. He's going to fix us. What's wrong? Well, we all come to be wrong about it. So we all think, well, we got to do this to get saved, do that to get saved. We all got in our minds who Jesus is. We've all had it. We really get to know him. He gets us right, don't he? He gets us right. He says, so man, this right here explains us how we are right here. He says, so man lived up in the mountains of Italy. And they say he was a genius. And these two boys said, we got a question. They say, answer any question you have. Any question you have, this old man can answer. These two boys said, we're going to ask him a question. And he ain't going to be able to answer his question. That's what he's going to do. They went and got a bird. And he took it. And they went up to the old man. And they put the bird behind his back. The boy did. He said, old man, I'm going to ask you a question. This bird I got behind my back, is it dead? Or is this bird alive? The old man sat there and he thought, if I say that bird's alive, they'll crush it and kill it, and they'll say it's dead. But if I say that bird's dead, they'll let it go and it'll fly off. So you know what the old man said to him? Old man said, the bird, the power of life or death, it's in your hand. That's the answer to your question. In other words, you're going to do what you want to do with that bird in your hand. Jesus, listen to what they said. Listen to what Joshua said. Choose you this day. Whom you going to serve?
Yeah.
I lay before you good and evil. I lay before you good and evil. I've told you, listen to me, what salvation is. It ain't about what you do. Ain't about what you do or what you feel. Thank God for that. When I had the coronavirus, I didn't feel good. My back was hurt and I couldn't feel good. It ain't based on what I feel.
Amen.
It's on what he done. Amen? Are you right about the Savior this morning? How about you sin? That right there is what gets people. That's right there what gets them. Do you know you've sinned enough since you got up this morning to go to hell for 50 people in your mind and in your heart?
Oh, yeah.
That's what you are. That's exactly right. That's what I am.
Yeah.
Wrong about your sin. Let's stand this morning, if you will. I'm going to ask Jamie to get a song. Anybody in here need to get things fixed up right with God? You need to come right now.